Training camp schedule is very similar, especially the first 3 weeks compared to last year's training camp schedule. The number of padded practices that we had last year prior to the prior year is all the same now. Once we get into the preseason games with Cleveland home and Seattle away, and then we go to a short week home against Indianapolis on Thursday night, then we will then transfer into more of an in-season schedule. But I really like our training camp schedule on the 2-1-2 program. Our environment, in my opinion, second to none. The new stadium down there with the fans and the night practices, it's a great environment, and we look for quality physical work again this year. I prefer 7 days between every game. If it was up to me, I'd play four on Saturday. But having the first two games, family night on a Saturday night, and preseason game number 1 and 2 both on Saturday, I think it gives you a chance to get through all your installations and be smart as far as your padded practices and how they fall and so forth. So, yeah, as long as the first two games are 7 days apart, I'm fine with it. No, we're not. But we have a lot of work to do left. Tomorrow's practice will be important, especially for our young guys, because these last two installations are, in my opinion, always the toughest of the off-season program, because you're building up to all your different situations. Now that you're into those, you're getting into more specialty defenses and offensive concepts. So there's more rope learning, as I refer to it. So tomorrow's practice is important, particularly for our young players. And then next week work pretty much mirrors this week's work. So as long as we accomplish what we need to accomplish tomorrow in the three OTAs next week, we'll have an opportunity really to go back in our mini camp. And we're going to use our mini camp as a time to review everything that we've gone through the off-season program. So I feel like we're on pace. Our attendance has been outstanding this year since March 15th. So we've gotten a lot of work done, particularly a lot of individual work. And in my view, that's the most important aspect of the off-season program.
Why did Finley?
Jermichael Finley did not practice today. He had tendonitis on his knee. Ryan Pickett had a pec strain. So those are the two injuries to report.
Coach, Brandon Underwood has been dealing with a lot of off-the-field distractions this past
week. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of your question.
Brandon Underwood has been dealing with a lot of off-the-field distractions this past week. What have you said to him, and how do you think he's handling the situation?
Well, I'll just address the activity this past week we've had as a football team. We talked about it this morning in a team meeting. We discussed the fact that, we are an off-season program, and we're in the paper and way too much with things other than football. We all have a responsibility and obligation to represent the Green Bay Packers, properly. Every decision we make, both on and off the field, has consequences. And poor judgment was made, and with that, the circumstances are what they are. So we've dealt with it as a football team, and frankly, we have moved on.
Is it a teachable moment for your guys, and how do you, besides just saying that, what else do you do to kind of make sure that this is used in a positive way so the other guys in your locker room learn?
I think every encounter that you have, both positive and negative, is a teachable moment. I think you have to take advantage of that, and today was no different. It was an opportunity to go through some things, review some things that they've heard before, and just once again recognize the responsibility that they have to the National Football League and to the Green Bay Packers to make the right decisions, to make the right choices, and to make sure, that you do that accordingly, both on and off the field. And I think any time you do that, your team has an opportunity to grow, and I think we'll definitely grow from this.
Mike, is it any more disappointing, given the fact that a week ago you sat up here and singled him out for how much improvement he's made in the off season and that he was doing so well for you from a football standpoint?
Well, I stand by what I said about Brandon Underwood last week. I mean, I think, you know, he's had a very good off-season program, you know, here at work. And that's the facts. I mean, I don't know what you, how much you watch him play today, but I'm sure when I go upstairs and watch the film, you know, the young man is an ascending player. But this isn't all about playing football. There's a lot more to it. The rules of our society dictate that. The rules of the National Football League dictate that. And more importantly, the rules here in Green Bay dictate that. And it's a lesson that will be that he'll learn from.
Mike, when you got here in 06, you really emphasized character. You talked about Packer people and people that are crazy. And this really has been one of the quieter places in terms of off-field stuff until maybe some of the more recent incidents. Do you consider these isolated incidents or are these maybe consignments that people need to remind?
I think they're isolated, but and that's the way you deal with them. You deal with everything one day at a time, and you make sure you stay on top of all the individuals in your program. And I think we do a very good job of that here.
You always talk about the importance of chemistry. It was pretty clear in some of the comments from the guys that didn't do anything wrong that they were ticked off about the position that Underwood put them in. Do you have to make sure that those guys kind of get past that anger or frustration and make sure that they're, you know, kind of all together again?
I'll tell you what we talked about today. I mean, I think conflict is good. Everything was put on the table, and I feel confident that the individuals have moved past it. You know, it's hard. It's number one, it's hard for the organization when you see a negative light shined on the Green Bay Packers, and it's very hard on individuals' families when things like that are said about your son or so forth, and particularly when they're not true. So that's all been addressed.
Do you feel good about your, I would assume, one-on-one meeting with Brandon?
I feel like we've addressed everything. I feel very good about where we are today.
Have you seen any development from Pat Lee, and specifically have you gained any confidence in him that if you needed him to play this year, he's proving himself a little bit right now?
Well, you know, Pat Lee, just watching him today, and Don Capers and I were talking about Patrick got on the field today. You know, when Patrick lines up and plays, he's very productive. You know, he's really had the injuries that have held him back. You go back to his opportunities in live action. I mean, he's performed every opportunity he's had. So he just needs to stay healthy. You know, we're counting on him, particularly in our subgroups, and he's making good progress. He's learning. He's growing. I do like his assertiveness, particularly his communication skills, and it's very important at the safety position. But, you know, athletically, he's a young man with a bright future. You could just see the athletic ability both on special teams and defense. But he's still learning the defense, and he's doing a good job of that.
Mike, what's going on with Barnett?
How can you hold? Just going through rehab. You know, just being smart with him. And you know, Dr. McKenzie is particularly cautious at this time of year with all of our players, and you know, it's going to be challenging too. You know, once we get to training camp and making sure we have enough guys to go, because we do have a number of injured players coming off of last season going through the off-season program.
Do you have a new issue with the knee, or is this kind of
continue? No, just a cleanup.
He had a procedure, cleanup procedure.
I don't recall. Yes, he did. He had a knee scope cleanup.
Do you know when that happened?
Postseason, yeah. Postseason, I'll have a date for you.
Mike, you were here in 99 with Flanagan as a player. What kind of coach does he make? Is he from
that? Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, number one, you know, for the number of games Mike's played in playing the center position and playing in a couple different variations of the same system, and really brings a lot of experience. And it's nice to see, you know, players get an opportunity to come back and test the coaching ranks and so forth. But it's been great to have him back here. You particularly like to help the former Packers, and I think he'd make an excellent coach.
Mike,
like Scott Wells this year is now your number one, at least at this point. Last year, that was a different story. You notice anything different about him and the way he's going about his business? Does he feel more comfortable now that he has the job back?
I think Scott, number one, is a lot healthier, you know, this time, this year, and he's having an excellent off-season program. You can just see it in his lifts and where his weight is right now compared to past years. And, you know, like I tell Scott all the time, when you don't talk to, you know, one of your players, that means they're doing a heck of a job. So Scott and I haven't talked a whole lot this offseason. So no, I think he's having a great offseason. And more importantly, number one, I just think he feels a lot better this year than he has in the past.
But B.J. Raji and playing the nose now, even though it's this early in the offseason, but what do you like about him in that position?
Oh, it's really good to see B.J. healthy. I mean, he was hurt there in training camp, and, you know, you could really see the foot quickness. I mean, he is rare. I mean, both him and Ryan Pickett, for big guys, have outstanding feet. So, and, you know, B.J. now has a better understanding of the defense, and, you know, we look for a lot more production out of him this year. He's having a good offseason too.
Seems like Josh Bell's made some plays here when we've got to watch. I guess what have you seen out of Josh this offseason?
Steady. You know, he came in late last year, and I think he's, you know, starting to get comfortable out there with the secondary and the secondary calls. So, you know, he had a nice play today on Greg Jennings. So he's done a nice job.
How do the punters look to you, especially like the Texas and whatnot?
I think we have an excellent competition. I think they're both quality punters, particularly from a talent standpoint. They both have the ability to not only, you know, kick the ball with, you know, they have strong legs, but they also manage the football and manage the field very well. So I'm very pleased with the competition with both guys so far.
Does either one have a slight advantage right now?
It's tied.
It looked like Brian was doing a lot of punting toward the sideline. Was that by design?
Yeah, you'd like to put it on the sideline as much as you can.
Yeah. Seems to do pretty well with that.
Does very well. He controls the ball very well. I mean, he uses the Aussie kick, you know, more from long range than I've experienced. So, he has a couple different kicks. I mean, he's a weapon with the different style of kicks that he has.
You talked about Brano last week. I was wondering about Barber. You know, he's had a couple of opportunities and hasn't quite worked out for him. What have you kind of seen from him in terms of bouncing back, and how does he kind of fit in here?
You know, we've been working Allen exclusively more to the left side, both left guard and left tackle. And I think he's doing very well at left guard right now. You know, we made the switch last year to right tackle, giving him an opportunity to go over there and compete and win the job. But he, you know, physically, he may be our most gifted offensive lineman. So he's stronger than ever, very athletic, and he's really stood out at left guard. I'm excited about some of the things he's done there. Yeah, he's been here, but you know, once again, Charles is—he's no spring chicken. So I think it's important to be smart with your older players, and he's always done a great job, more of the old school method of keeping himself in great shape. So we know he'll be ready to play.
Mike, does Driver have anything?
I'm sorry.
Driver have an injury?
He had postseason surgery, and we've got him on the rehab list.
What kind of surgery?
He had some cleanup in his knees.
Okay.